USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks over a bipartisan infrastructure spending proposal continue. Talks over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue as a proposal from a bipartisan group of senators is being scrutinized from both sides of the aisle. On Friday, the White House said it couldn't support indexing the gas tax to inflation, something that is used to pay for the projects in the group's latest proposal. There are also still disputes over what should be in an infrastructure plan. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says there needs to be a conversation about what priorities need to be addressed first. But the Texas Republican tells Fox News that cybersecurity is one that should be included.
We really have to have the discussion on what is infrastructure. And the other thing I would add is I would like to see some cybersecurity aspect in there. We've seen some of the most recent things occur with the pipeline, with the meat factory and others, meat plants and others. So we got to ensure cybersecurity is included in that infrastructure discussion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Florida's governor takes on the CDC and wins. Mike Fortier has the details.
A federal judge Friday ruling in favor of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis suing to stop the CDC from requiring that cruise ships only take on passengers who can prove they have been fully vaccinated. The judge rules the CDC exceeded its authority. While it may be a legal victory for DeSantis, it may not be a victory for the cruise industry. Steve Geller is the mayor of Broward County, the home of Port Everglades.
I've spoken with leaders of the cruise industry. They have told me they don't think their passengers will go on cruise ships unless they know the passengers have been vaccinated, passengers and crew.
So starting July 18th, the CDC's vaccine requirement for cruise ships becomes just a recommendation. The CDC has until July 2nd to appeal. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Brazil has now recorded 500,000 deaths from COVID. The country's Ministry of Health said Saturday that cases are on the rise in Brazil, averaging between 70 and 98,000 new cases a day for the last several days. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Most of the western United States is in the grip of a drought that has many areas scrambling to conserve water usage. Nearly 40% of the country is dealing with drought conditions, including large swaths of the nation's farmland. Jack Scoville is a futures analyst and the vice president of the Price Futures Group and tells CBS News that farmers are adapting to those drought conditions as best they can, while consumers may see a rise in the price of certain foods.
Right now, prices have moved sharply higher to reflect the threat of drier, hotter and drier weather. And it has been hotter and drier in some parts of the U.S. already. Western Midwest, Northern Great Plains especially have been dry, and the crops up there have been impacted. Agriculture is also adapting by selling off, as you noted, some of the cattle and hog herds. That's kept prices temporarily depressed for beef or for cattle and for hogs, not necessarily beef, but that's a different thing altogether. And then when it comes to fruit and vegetables, so much of it is grown out in California where the drought is very, very severe. And I think we're looking at some higher prices coming to our food stores soon because of that.
And round three of the U.S. Open is in the books at Torrey Pines. Mackenzie Hughes, Louis Oosthuizen, and Russell Henley are tied for the lead at 5-under par. Rory McIlroy and defending champion Bryson DeChambeau are 2 shots behind at 3-under. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.